Hello, this is Norma Sheehan from the Heal Your Hole podcast, asking you to heal my hole for a change, the hole in my pocket. It's just a small one-off payment, no subscriptions, takes 30 seconds to do apparently. So you need to follow the support this show link in the show description. And every payment increases my healing power, so I can continue to tend to your lazy holes, hairy holes, needy holes, itchy holes, money holes, smelly holes, arseholes.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to episode number 14 of the Heal Your Hole podcast with myself, Norma Sheehan, where we will look at all the various holes in your life, physical, mental, spiritual, emotional, financial, comical, alcohol, and we'll give them all a good seeing too. Last week we did horny hole and a load of listeners. I think people expected to be majorly aroused by that episode, but no, it was more, well, we did discuss dildos, orgasms, but the main topic was about decriminalising sex workers. So thank you very much to Fiona Brown and Tara Derrington for having a big chat. Today is watering hole. So I'm here with a big glass of whiskey in front of me, halfway through it. And I'm not a drinker. Like, I mean, one drink and I'm anybody's. I like have no filter. Two drinks and I'm be healing my own hole tomorrow. But my sisters always say my biggest problem is that I don't drink enough. So anyway, we'll give it a go. So just to clarify to everyone what a watering hole is, it is somewhere where you stop off to have a drink. So it's like where animals on a long journey would stop to have a drink, and we're kind of animals as well. So if we've had a long journey, we have to stop in a watering hole too, which is a pub. Now, this particular person kind of got mixed up between a watering hole and something else.
Hi, Norma. I have a quick question for you about my own watering hole. I'm wondering, would you have anything that you could help me with, you know, with the whole idea of it? It's just that I'm back eating the old Indian food, you know, and Jesus, I have a terrible watery hole. So wondering, could you advise me on something? Thanks, Jerry.
Yeah, I think he got the wrong end of the stick there. I'm doing watering hole, not watery hole. That'll be a different episode and I'll probably call it scuttery hole. This whiskey's going down a treat, actually. I'm not recording in the car today in case, I don't know, I just had a problem about having drink in the car, so I'm in the coat cupboard with my little whiskey. So first up today, I gave my father a surprise call yesterday just to see how he's doing without his local watering hole, and this is what he had to say. Hi, Dad. How are you doing?
Good.
Good, good, good.
Are you yourself?
I'm grand. Are you pissed off the pubs aren't opening tomorrow?
I'm not.
Not at all. Right. Are you getting to go to, like, can you go for a carvery and have a pint down in Blarney or somewhere? Or is that kind of how it...
No, you can. I was just going there for a day or two this year, so there was plenty of pints down there.
Right, down in Skull. Come here. I'm recording this, by the way. You're on a podcast with me. I'm just wondering how many bottles of whiskey you got through during the lockdown. Did you have a few shots of whiskey in the garden to get you through, or is that all confidential?
There was a good few. There was a couple of half dozens. That's what they were, disappeared anyway.
And what's the oak you stuck in the kitchen, the measure, to make sure you weren't having two big shots? What's that called?
I don't know what they call them, because tenders.
Tis the measure anyway from a pub.
What
would?
That came down from Buckley's.
Right, and Buckley's can't open for another 3 weeks, am I right?
That's true, it'll open at all. Sure, the way things are going, it's just as worse things are getting, isn't it?
Yeah, people are being stupid. So I was just wanted to remind you there of something. I remember when you saw me drinking my first pint when I was at a 21st, and you came up and you took a pint of Budweiser
out of my hand, and I thought, oh no, oh no, this isn't like Dad now, what's he doing? And you called the barman over and you said, a lady shouldn't be drinking a pint, and you ordered me a bottle of Bud instead. Do you remember that?
I have a faint recollection of that, right?
Yeah. I would have been about 18 and you were like, you just thought the old pint didn't look great.
No. I never agreed with women drinking pints. Mr. Dad, I'll drink him now anyway, that's the time.
Yeah. Although, do you know what? They pretty much do stick to the bottles and the glasses more often, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
They do.
And I also remember one day in the kitchen, a box of Silk-Cut cigarettes fell out of my back pocket. And you picked it up and just walked away, and you said nothing for 2 weeks. And then one day you collected me from, I think I was in Leaving Cert at the time, and you collected me from school, and we stopped at a traffic light, and you just said, now, if I ever catch you with another cigarette, I'll drown you. Do you remember that?
I do. Yeah, I think that happened. I think it was a white Japanese car.
And I think it worked actually, because I might have had a few more, but I'm not a smoker anyway. So yeah, thanks for that. Thanks for the bottle and the scaring the shit out of me with the fags. Come here. How's Sucky doing in the pub?
Tis close. It's before the 17th of March, anyway.
Right. I think it will open in 3 weeks, Dad.
Probably will. But yeah. The way things are going, it mightn't, you know.
Because, like, that pub, you could restrict that pub to 10 people anyway, like, most of the time.
You know.
Yeah. I don't know. Anyway, I just want the schools to open, to be honest.
Yeah.
Right.
That's the most important thing.
Right.
They are seem to want that in here, so...
I know.
That'd probably happen all right.
Like, people can kind of go back to drinking at home, but the poor pub owners are screwed, like.
You know, yeah, there's no doubt about it, you know.
And the other thing as well
as Mikey Healy Ray said, what is the difference between standing inside the bar with a sandwich in one hand and a pint in the other hand, and standing inside the bar with a pint in one hand and no sandwich in the other hand?
I know. I don't know.
So, that's the way it goes.
I suppose soakage, Dad. Soakage, like. For the...
Yeah.
Right.
It is what it is. It was they're trying to open it up to this weekend.
Yeah, we'll get there.
It was right not to open it last weekend. They were coming on the August weekend. Because they were going to open it for the August weekend.
Yeah.
So we go with that.
Yeah, I'll head down there in a minute.
Right, go on.
All right. Go on. Bye bye.
Well, that man is a great advertisement for a couple of pints in moderation. He's worked hard all his life. He's 77 now, and he always got. He'd five daughters. He has five daughters, and a crazy wife. But he used to have a few pints every night, as far as I can gather. And do you know what? If you work a long day and that's your way of thawing out in the evening, I think that's brilliant. Like, if you only knew some of the shit I did back in the day. You see, we didn't have phones to video everything. But like, in college, we had a fella living with us, and we ran out of alcohol one night, so he started drinking aftershave, punched a hole in a window, put his foot through a wall. Some of the other lads just decided at another party that the banister on the stairs should come off. Another time my uncle gave me a big bottle of whiskey, and I didn't even drink whiskey, and this now was the size of a magnum, and we left it there till we ran out of money anyway, and then we ploughed through it. I became a whiskey drinker for a couple of weeks, thought it was brilliant, felt like I was getting soberer and soberer, as I am now actually. I don't drink whiskey, it's rotten anyway. But then there was one night where we were out in Dublin, and I decided anyway after a few that I should rip all the aerials off the taxis on Baggot Street. I don't remember it, but I was wearing white trousers and a white stripy top, and the evidence of a couple of taxis on Baggot Street was on the front of my outfit in the morning. But again, no photos, no videos, and I just said, right, that's a problem now if I don't remember that part of the night where I was attacking taxis, and I pulled back on the drink. But apparently the drink is becoming quite a problem at the moment. I rang an off-licence yesterday just to get their opinion on the situation during COVID, because the increase in alcohol consumption is a problem.
Speaking.
Hi there. I'm doing a podcast on alcohol consumption over COVID. And I was just wondering, just on average, would the sales have gone up in off licences a lot during lockdown?
100%.
Sorry?
Yeah, 100%.
Oh my God. Okay. And is it still up now that the restaurants are serving alcohol, or is it dropped a tiny bit?
It is still up. We've definitely noticed, like, Friday daytime, Saturday daytime, Sunday daytime, it's not as busy as the pub.
Yeah.
But it's like nighttime, like 7, 8, 9, when people are leaving the pub, they're coming in, getting more drinks. Especially with the nice weather at the moment. Once there's a bit of sun, we're like hopped off.
Gotcha. And so they're having their an hour 45 in a restaurant, but they're still coming back to ye for the to top up the rest
for
of the night.
Drink, yeah, to go home.
Yeah. Do you think it's a, like, I mean, we don't want to say drink is a problem if you're selling it, but there's a lot of people with free time are drinking too much.
Oh, we've literally said it from the get go that, like, I think, like, a lot of people have definitely grown little habits when it comes to us over COVID.
Not good. Not good.
No.
No. Okay.
There's definitely faces that we're seeing more often. People are even saying it themselves.
Yeah. Okay.
Because it's when you're sitting at home bored, they have nothing else to do.
Like, that's one thing we can control is to try not to drink ourselves into oblivion, really. Anyway.
I know.
Okay.
You know, with the pubs open as well, I feel like it's just going to get worse.
I know, and I'm one of the ones who want the schools to open before the pubs, but anyway, you can't have it everywhere.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks for talking to me.
No problem, thanks so much.
Yeah, not great. And I know we all have some form of addiction, whether your addiction is gambling, porn, going to mass, being fit, getting Botox, whether it's drink, fags, whatever. But my God, we not great.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
This is a query I got in from an idiot here. Have a listen to this one.
Hey, Norma. Just a quick question for you. Now that the pubs aren't opening as we were planned on Monday, our bottle bank in the back garden is getting very full, and I'm just wondering, have you any suggestions where we might store our bottles? Thanks.
Hello, like, first world problems. I'd say just cop on and stop drinking, maybe, as I knock back my whiskey here. Sure, one is no harm. But I went for a drive yesterday when I was sober, and I went up the Dublin Mountains to this pub. I'd heard it was exemplary in how it's bringing in the new rules through COVID. It's called Johnny Fox's. So I went up and had a chat with them. They're up in the Dublin Mountains, and here's what they had to say on how to do it the right way. So I'm here with Sinead Keane, the sales marketing manager in Johnny Fox's. It is a pub and restaurant in the Dublin Mountains, and it is 222 years old. I'll repeat that, 222 years old. And it is the highest pub in Ireland. It is literally like, it's literally like a museum. There's so many relics around. And every time I have visitors from any other country or county, we come up here for possibly the best food in Ireland and the best pint. Hello, Sinead. Lovely to talk to you.
Hi. Lovely to talk to you today.
How are you coping with COVID? Because you've only just reopened, and you seem to be doing a fantastic job.
We're definitely working hard. Yeah, it's a very different time for really everybody. In terms of the planning for reopening, we really gave consideration to every single part of what we needed to consider in terms of managing the crowd and the way our staff worked, and we gave them a lot of training in terms of COVID training, and then we have COVID leaders here as well who actually then support the staff. Each team has their own COVID leader. It's working well. Is it different? Absolutely, yeah. It's very, very different, but we're all experiencing a life and a lifestyle that we're unaccustomed to. But the feedback is really positive. The feedback has been that we are doing a great job up here. All our staff get their temperatures checked on the way in before they come into the building, and the customers are the same. So there's an equality with how we're managing to try and do it. And all the masks are either, all the staff are either wearing masks or shields all the time.
Yeah, I think it's fantastic. You check my temperature. I got my hands cleaned. You know, everything is just, everyone's distanced. And you're lucky.
We try and do it unobtrusively as well. I mean, you're trying not to, you know, some people feel like that might be quite an intimidating thing, but we're trying to keep it, you know, this is a very light, fun place to come. And although we're dealing with a very not light over fun situation with COVID, we're trying to deal with it in the most manageable way, where it's not sort of setting out on a COVID journey through Foxes, and it's still a really present experience to come here, because it is an escape up here.
It is an absolute escape. Like, the views are unbelievable, and I like that you've set up, you've the outdoor area heated, you've takeaway, you've the bar, you've the brunch, you've the a la carte. There is something for everyone.
Yeah, and we've got a little shop now, so we're sort of returning to our roots. In fact, the at-home menu is something we set up during lockdown, and we set up a wee shop now, and it's really like kind of going back to the cottage industry that Foxes would have started. You'll see the van outside, there was the grocers, there's a lot of pieces to Foxes. It was, you know, the undertaker, it was the country pub that did it all back in the day. So we're kind of we're revisiting that, and it's lovely. It's nice to, because it kind of, that's the soul of this place.
Okay, and I've been up here many a time for like parties where there's Irish dancers like River Dance, and we're all, you know, dancing around the room. You do a banquet room, like a party room. Now, it'll be a while before that gets back up and running. Yeah. Or have you plans?
We have plans, yeah. Well, and the amount of requests for it are actually really heartening. So the Hooli shows was restart in August. They'll be at a much more reduced capacity, and we'll probably have less dancers, because obviously now we have to not only distance our guests but also our staff, be it their musicians. Normally there would be the musicians up there and we'd have the dancers. We're not going to have a full show like we normally would, but we'll adapt.
I have a show coming soon. My stand up will my Heal Your Hole show will be in theatres again soon.
Yeah.
And I was thinking of bringing a few, you know, I can't have people on stage with me, but I might bring a few inflatable friends on stage with me.
You can. I think that's a great idea. Inflatable dancers will be an interesting one. We normally bring up audience for audience participation, and it's great crack. I mean, I think before I started here I wasn't sure how twee that experience was, but I think it's like, you know, firstly it's only 10 minutes from exit 15, and yet it's a different world up here, right? It is like coming somewhere else, and we find that people, once they come up here, are so friendly to each other. It's just, it's far enough away that they feel like they've travelled, they've gone down the country, and everyone just relaxes.
Yeah.
So, you know, we've seen some of the Irish rugby team get up and get into the Hooli, and, you know.
And we have a ritual every Christmas. We come up and there's a place up the road that grow Christmas trees.
Oh, that's right.
So they cut down a Christmas tree for us every year, and the family come in here and we have the big Christmas lunch. With the tree stuffed in the car, and we all nearly get prickled on the way home.
I know.
But it's just tradition, and anyone who comes from another country, they never leave without visiting here.
It's funny, isn't it? Yeah, because we have the moniker of the tourist bar, and yet our experience of it is quite different. You know, if people come here on a Saturday and a busload have got off, then it's a tourist bar, you know. But the reality is that this place is very local. We get people from all over Dublin 18 coming up. It's a real family pub.
Yeah, I was just talking to two families outside the front, and they said, "Oh, we only live around the corner, but sure, we're here every week."
Yeah, we get amazing local support. But there, you know, it's a very special place, Glen Cullen. It's very individual as a little village.
It's finger licking, lick your plate stuff. Like, I mean, I have to stop myself from sticking the face and motorboating the plate. At the
end. Well, that's brilliant. That's an interesting way to put it.
Yeah, but your stews, your mussels, your pints. Oh my God. It's unbelievable. Yeah,
I think good quality hearty food, and that way it's very Irish and it's traditional. There was bits on the menu for the at home, being able to put the fox's muscles into people's houses was actually just a lovely thing to be able to do, and it went down like a bomb. It was amazing.
And are people behaving themselves, your new customers, since you've reopened, are they behaving and sticking to the rules, you know, where you need food as well as drink and all that for now?
Yeah.
You know, because it's a certain stage, and I don't know if the other stage is going to come in or not, but are people behaving themselves, or are you getting a lot of attitude?
To be honest with you, we've been really lucky, but we're also doing it very strict, so there's less wiggle room. It's not like there's some people sitting over in a corner having a rake load of pints. We're open as a restaurant right now. We're serving as a restaurant. If you want to have a pint, you have to have a substantial meal. We're really strict on the 1:45. I mean, we're not back at full staffing levels, but we have 104 staff here, and so we have an onus to make sure we provide them with a safe working environment. So we're lucky enough that we can pick and choose.
Right.
If we have people who don't want to play to the rules that we're following, we have to just say to them we're not the right choice. There's someone else offering something else somewhere else.
Well, I genuinely cannot wait to come up here. I'm here today and I'm having some, but just to get a gang load up here, do you know what I mean? I look forward, just genuinely look forward to something like that, because this is definitely in my top right now. I can't think of another one, but I better think of it. I'm from Cork, so I better give up Cork
better,
pub.
Yeah.
But it's definitely in my top three pubs in Ireland. Yeah,
because they'll make you pay for that if you do it.
Well, Sinead, thank you. Thank you, Sinead.
Not
thank you
all.
So much.
So
the marketing manager of Johnny Fox's here in the Dublin Mountains. Thank you for your time.
Not at all. Thanks so much. Pleasure.
Yeah, get up off your hole now and get up to Johnny Fox's. And I did go outside and meet a bunch of women who had done a hike in the hope that Johnny Fox's would be their watering hole at the end of it. Here was their opinion.
So I'm here outside Johnny Fox's, and I've bumped into some people who have been on a big trek across the Dublin Mountains, and they've just landed in Johnny Fox's. How far have you travelled?
We got off the bus at Stepaside and walked up to Tree Rock and followed the Dublin Mountain Way.
How far would that be?
10 kilometres in total, and then getting to a water hole where there's no water.
Why is there no beer?
Because we have to pay €9 before you get a pint.
Well, that's because of Corona, yeah. That's because they're operating as a restaurant at the moment. Mm. Did you not bring your own naggin in the bag?
Well, that's what I was suggesting yesterday.
We're thinking of the American at Cana, really. You know, we might actually get somebody to change this into wine for us if we stay around long enough.
Get Jesus to change the water into wine.
We'll see what we can do.
And what do you think of the pubs opening up and stuff?
I think if everybody behaves themselves and we learn how to kind of, you know, mingle around with the coronavirus still around, I think we'll be fine.
Yeah.
Be a little bit more responsible in the way that they operate. What are the chances of coming the whole distance?
I know, but you know what? I actually thought I might have a bottle of wine in the boot, and I was going to throw it to you there in a few plastic cups, but I don't. I gave it to someone yesterday. So, sorry about that.
Thank you for the talk.
They were a ticket, actually. I could have stayed with them all day, but I had to go back and collect the children. Anyway, I can't finish up without playing the most iconic drinker in Ireland. You probably will recognise him. I'll play a little clip from his famous performance. Here we go.
Drink, fat, ass, girl, nickel.
Well, that just epitomises Ireland, really. And I know I want the schools to open, but pubs are so important in Ireland, and the industry is kind of screwed. But the moral of the story is, anyway, just from my experience, if there's anyone out there under the age of 17, delay your drinking till you turn 17, if possible, till your liver is formed. Yeah, back in the day, we weren't told that. So we headed into the West Coast coolers like about, I don't know. Anyway, I don't want to say what age in case my kids are listening. But yeah, try and wait till you're 17 to have a few pints, because give the liver a chance. And maybe have a glass of water between each drink if you want to be really boring. And definitely don't let anyone find you drinking whiskey in your coat cupboard, because that doesn't look great. So thanks for tuning in. If you enjoyed the episode, please tell everybody. And if you didn't, shut your hole and do subscribe. That really helps me. And maybe take an old shot and put it on Instagram stories or Twitter or Facebook or whatever. I'm Norma Shane Actor on Instagram, and I think I'm just Norma Shane on the Other Yolks. So yeah, next week's episode, I don't know, it's going to be Holy God or Brown Hole, which has nothing to do with poo, actually. And we haven't decided yet, waiting for rights on something.
Oh, and I forgot to say, if you're from Waterford, don't forget to buy your tickets to Heal Your Hole in the Theatre Royal on August 14th, 2020, where I'll be performing there in a couple of weeks' time. Thank you very much.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.